Springfield city officials have met with college administrators to go over their plans for testing, contact tracing, quarantining, and isolating students as they bid to prevent the type of super spreader events that have plagued the reopening of college campuses in other parts of the country. Mayor Dominic Sarno said he's been assured there'll be zero tolerance for students who break the rules against large social gatherings and failure to wear face coverings.
They're taking it very seriously, in which they will be either suspending students for a significant amount of time, although they will expel students. This is not only for their own good and health, they're also out of respect to our neighborhood residents.
The city's code inspection department is notifying landlords who rent college students about the rules Massachusetts has for gatherings and the fines that could be imposed for violations. American International College, Springfield College, and Western New England University, where WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau is located, have brought students back to campus for in-person classes. Helen Colton-Harris, the city's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, visited campuses over the weekend as students were settling in and said she was pleased with what she witnessed.
I did not see one student or staff member who did not have on a face covering.
She said the city will work with the colleges to police off-campus activities.
They are very serious about keeping down those kinds of parties. They will use their own security staff. They will work with Springfield Police Department as well as our code enforcement and our environmental health teams. So yes, we are working in partnership because we recognize that those events could be super spreaders.
Dr. Mark Kerouac, the president and CEO of Bay State Health, said the greatest threat for a coronavirus surge at the moment comes from the reopening of college campuses.
College students will be college students, and the enforcement of even well-thought-out reopening plans is a challenge.
After a bump in late July, the number of new COVID-19 cases in the region has been falling from week to week. Springfield recorded 31 cases last week, including one day with zero new cases. The week before, there were 35 cases, and 2 weeks ago, 53 cases. On the state's color-coded map that shows the virus activities in each city and town, Springfield moved from yellow to green last week for having less than 4 average daily COVID-19 infections per 100,000 residents. Kerouac noted that no municipality in western Massachusetts is colored red on the map, which would signify a high level of virus activity.
And if you look at Hampden County, if they were a city or if they were a town, they'd be at 2.8 per 100,000, also in the green area. And across the whole county, there's a 1.27% rate of positive tests. So all the indicators for western Mass are heading in the right direction.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in the region have been holding steady for several weeks with daily patient counts in the mid to high teens. Springfield did not record a new death from COVID-19 in the past week. The virus has claimed the lives of 131 city residents. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.